This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Well, who was that was going around place to place to place to place? It was the devil. Well, I already had this book when I found out about it, and I come up there every single morning now. I get in my wind and I say, in the name of Jesus, you get your hands off my money. You get your hands off the funds for Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, for Prayer Mountain in the Galilee. You get your hands off the money. Brother Hagin said one time he was praying about money, needed the money to come to open offices, I think it was in Tulsa. And the Lord told him, stop that praying about the money. I don't have any money up here. I don't have any. I'm not going to rain money out of heaven. If I did, he said, I'd be a counterfeiter. All you have is down there in the earth. He said, I'm not trying to hold it from you. The devil's trying to hold it from you. Now you tell the devil to get his hands off your money in Jesus' name. You see, you're up there beside of him. You might read those scriptures right there, which tell you I'm seated with him in heavenly places. I'm far above all principality and power. That's why I go in my window, because I'm up high on a hill. I'm far above principalities and powers. And you demons, you mammon spirit that would try to withhold funds from the gospel, get your hands off that money. And then the Lord said, you tell the angels to go and get it. You say, angels, they're sent to be ministering spirits for us. And so you say to the angels, angels, go and get that money. Go and get that money and bring it in. The Lord told Brother Hagin he needed at that time to start a new office. I think it was about $4,000. You can't start one today for that, but then you could. And he said, you tell those angels, go and get $4,000 and bring it in here. And they did. Bless the Lord. Maybe you're not in a ministry. Maybe you're a businessman. But he'll try to tie up your money so you can't do what you need to do in your ministry of giving. Bless the Lord. So those are just some those are some loose ends that I wanted to tie up before we went over to the corporate purpose of the church. Now this book, we read it. Ephesians, let's turn back to it right now. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Now, this is the book that tells us of God's purpose for the church, especially. It's all one letter. You have to know that it's all one letter. For instance, when you go over there to Ephesians 6, and it says, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having overcome all, to stand. And then it gives all this armor, and it says, verse 18, praying with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit. I'm writing some books right now, and one of them is going to be on angels, and some of them are going to be on prayer, and one of them is going to be on prayer from your position. You have to know that when you're praying this prayer and you are doing this against the devil and standing, you're doing it from the position that's shown you in Ephesians 1 and 2, up at the right hand of God. You can never say, oh, dear me, I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality and power. They're about to get the best of me. They got a hammerlock on me. That's not the picture. The book goes together. You're up there high above them. And you're enforcing where he made a show of them openly. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Now, in this book, the whole book. Everything we're told that the church is for the glory of God. Remember? Throughout all ages. Remember he's going to show us off? You remember that? And he tells us what we're going to be like when we leave here. Look at Ephesians 5. This is exciting. We are just about to know our most glorious days. Middle of verse 25. Christ loved the ecclesia. Well, we start at the first of it because we're going to talk about the bride. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the ecclesia. Everywhere you see the ecclesia, that word for church, it's a feminine word. Christ also loved the ecclesia and gave himself for her. How many of you have a translation which says her rather than it? Because that's what it really literally says. And gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself. A glorious church. Woo! Does that sound like, Father, I better go get them. They're down there. They're about to run out of their survival food. They only got a crumb left over here. They're under a bushel basket. They're down in the earth in a cracked cave. Nobody could see their light. No! It's not what it says. That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Woo! I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know if it's a day, a month, a week, or a year. But there's going to be a time on this earth when the church walks holy without blemish. Verse 30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the ecclesia. He's going to, look at verse 27. He's going to present us to himself. And we're going to be looking good. How many of you men remember your wedding day? I tell you, my son Chip, as macho as he is, when she walked down that aisle, he cried. He cried and cried. She was so... Did any of you men feel like crying when you saw her? I mean, for a good reason. Did you? Pastor had to raise his hand. I know Bob did. Did you? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I might tell you a little bit about Bob and Shelley's wedding day. They got married at our church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Shelley was crying because at the back door, her daddy looked down at her and said, I love you, Presh. She cried. Everybody cried at the wedding but me, because they had got a tall candle, you know, candelabra, and it looked like the top thing was about to set the roof on fire. Had a low roof ceiling, and I sat there and watched that. And planned how I was going to get the people out in an orderly fashion. Bless the Lord. But we're going to have a wedding day. And he's going to present us. Now it says here he loved the ecclesia, the church, and gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. You see all this word we've been having. He's washing us. He's preparing us. The picture here is like the Bible gives in the book of Esther. When she was prepared to go before the king, 6 months they rubbed her with some kind of oils, and 6 months with another kind of oils. I didn't see the movie One Night with the King. I'm going to see it. How many of you saw it? Did they get that in there, Shelley? Did they get that, oh, that preparation? Well, that's the picture here. We're being prepared for presentation day. Woo! And we're not going to be presented to him a half backslidden bunch in bed with the world. Let's read some scriptures. Look at 2 Corinthians 11, 2. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm looking forward to presentation day. Yes. 2 Corinthians 11, 2, Paul wrote, I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. There's coming a moment when we're going to be presented a chaste virgin to Christ. And Paul said, I want to be proud of you. So straighten up your body.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer and the newly released book Authority of the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.